Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today we will be reading the following articles. From the editor, Railway Post Office, Welcome to Firecrown Media, and News and Reviews. The first article is From the Editor by Eric White. Putting the Model into Model Railroader. Model railroading is a unique hobby in that it encompasses many disciplines. Unlike plastic model kit building, parentheses, if that's your thing too, please check out the great work at Fine Scale Modeler, close parentheses, at some point you're going to want to build a layout. A layout can be a few square feet on a shelf or module, or it can cover more area than the average American home. Check out a local club or our upcoming feature on the La Mesa Club's Tehachapi subdivision next month. It takes many skills to build a layout, and we feature how-to stories on all of them. But the thing the layout is designed to support is the models we build. Whether they become locomotives, rolling stock, structures, or landscaped scenes, modeling is at the heart of what we do. As we begin to wrap up our inaugural Hall of Fame nominations, you'll notice many of the folks included are modelers. Making realistic miniature depictions of the scenes and equipment of the railroad industry is what got many of us hooked. The pages of Model Railroader have featured great modelers from the very beginning. Folks such as Jack Work, John Allen, E.I. Moore, Art Curran, Lynn Wiscott, and Gordy Odegaard helped develop many of the techniques we still use today. Working with brass and basswood is just as viable now as it was 70 years ago. Even plastic now has a long history as a modeling material, despite naysayers of the 1950s opinion that styrene couldn't be used to build quote-unquote real models. As the skill set of modelers have changed, so have the materials. The 1960s and 70s saw the introduction of resin casting, which is now a legacy method for making short-run model kits. Photo-etched metal parts grew in popularity through the 1980s and 90s. Now, we're into 3D printing as a solidly established method of model building. Each material has its pros and cons, and creative modelers find ways to make the best of all options to continue to produce excellent models of which Hall of Famers would be proud. In this issue, we feature the work of familiar and perhaps less familiar craftspeople. Jack Burgess shares tips for building maintenance of way equipment, but he also talks about how he used a mix of materials and methods to get the results he was after. Harvey Simon lets 3D printing do the heavy lifting on a structure project. Layout builder Sam Foster shares a source for useful tools for the modeler. We're always looking for excellent modeling how-to stories. If you have favorite methods you'd like to share, please reach out to us. You may have heard that Kalmbach Media has sold Model Railroader and several other titles to Firecrown Media. Check out page 11 to learn more from our new CEO, Craig Fuller. The next section is Railway Post Office, conducted by Stephen Ott. A good idea from an April Fool. An ugly incident left a nasty hole on the Bunker Hill, West Virginia Train Club's layout. What was particularly bothersome to me was that this section was one of the first things visitors would see. After some thought, I remembered an April issue of Model Railroader that showed a diorama built by one Nomar Tyson Rails, parentheses, say hello to N.O. Track, in parentheses, Model Railroader News, April 2002, close parentheses. I thought that a scene such as this, featuring a railroad right-of-way that had been converted to a bike trail, was precisely what could replace the damaged part of the layout. The club members seemed to like it. Signed, Duff Means. Another fan of less is more. Your reader Bill Dillon of Fincastle, Virginia, is spot on, parentheses, Railway Post Office, June, close parentheses. Big layouts are, quote, hard to relate to, end quote. Home ownership struggles will lead to apartment or condo-sized roads dominating. I wager, quote-unquote, small is not what most people think when they hear the term, quote, model railroad, end quote. A rebrand of the hobby along the lines of railroad diorama modeling is the way to go. Each time a small railroad appears in the pages of Model Railroader, I'm inspired by its simplicity and creativity. A massive layout is too big, too brain-numbing, and too hard to build. For me, small is more fun. Signed, Mark Reese, Toronto, Ontario. Useful information. I'd like to thank Model Railroader for the Diesel Locomotives by Generation article in the April 2024 edition. My Quail Valley Railroad is a freelanced railroad based in Southern California in the late 1960s and early 1970s. It's small, but I have a lot of diesels, a great mix of General Electric and Electromotive Division units, along with an Alco PA/PB set. It was nice to read that article and see that all of my motive power actually fits in my era. Now I no longer wonder, gee, does that locomotive belong on my layout? Now I know that they do. Signed, Anton R. Bruce, Sr. The next article is Welcome to Fire Crown Media by Craig Fuller. My company, Fire Crown Media, has acquired Kalmbach's esteemed railroad magazines and media properties, including renowned titles such as Model Railroader, Classic Trains, Trains, Garden Railways, and Classic Toy Trains. As the new custodians of these cherished and respected brands, we are committed to upholding their legacy and nurturing their growth. Firecrown Media, a rapidly expanding media company, is dedicated to acquiring and stewarding magazine and digital media brands and the transportation sector. Our portfolio includes flying, boating, yachting, and freight waves, among 50 other loved brands. Firecrown Media is young. It has only been around for 3 years, but it is funded by a billion-dollar family office with a significant focus on media. After acquiring brands, we have invested over $40 million in them. As Firecrown's founder, I drive much of the passion and energy behind our media strategy. I started in media in 2017 when I launched Freight Waves, a digital media company often called the quote-unquote Bloomberg of freight. In just 7 years, it has become the most prominent voice covering the freight industry, with deep news and analysis of the trucking, rail, air, and ocean container markets. Freight Waves is also one of the fastest-growing B2B media companies in the world. While I'm a digital native, I love print magazines. My love for print publications began when I was a boy. Flying was a magazine I grew up reading. So, when I had the opportunity to acquire it in 2021, I did. My purchase of Flying began as a passion project. After all, I am a private pilot. My initial plan was to shutter the print magazine and focus on the digital edition. However, I remembered how I felt each month when I received my copy in the mail. Fully understanding and appreciating the power and love of print magazines, we soon realized that print magazines offered an experience for readers that digital couldn't match. Unlike digital apps or websites, consuming print content provides the reader with an undistracted journey. When reading content online, one is constantly distracted by emails, Slack messages, and social media feeds. None of that exists in print. Print magazines offer the reader an experience and a journey unparalleled in any digital format. In recent years, we've seen younger generations, the quote-unquote Zoomers, start to prefer print magazines over digital. For them, print magazines are innovative and tangible, providing a premium experience compared to digital offerings. After our success with Flying, parentheses, revenues up 5 times since we acquired it in 2021, close parentheses, we expanded our portfolio through 20 acquisitions and rebranded as Firecrown Media. Firecrown's playbook for the Kalmbach titles will follow our experience with other publications and digital assets we've acquired. We will invest significantly in print magazines, creating coffee table-worthy magazines with gorgeous photography and stories that engage audiences. Print magazines should be timeless and something that readers want to keep. In addition to creating beautiful print magazines, we will also make significant investments in the digital websites in our portfolio. This will include significant upgrades to trains.com and all of the affiliated properties. Rest assured, we plan to keep the forums, but our roadmap includes significant upgrades to ensure their stability and functionality with more modern aesthetics and experience. We also have big plans for video products and plan to introduce new podcasts to serve and engage the community. All of these investments will take time, but in a few months, you will start to see improvements in the online products, and over the next year, you will see a relaunch of the print versions. You will also be glad to know that we are committed to the modeling community and the railroad brands we just acquired. I am bullish on the future of modeling and its attractiveness for younger generations. As a father of 5 children, parentheses ages 3 to 17, close parentheses, my wife and I spend much time and effort introducing our young children to hobbies that did not involve screens and devices. We want to find experiences that exist in the physical world. Model railroading offers a four-dimensional experience that does exactly that. For example, I have a small Lionel layout that I have been building with my 5-year-old son. It is an opportunity for the two of us to make something that is limited only by his imagination. Best of all, I can share my knowledge and love of the freight railroads with him as we develop and play with our evolving model railroad. As an entrepreneur, I love building things. He can help me participate in the journey. I would love to hear your thoughts and ideas on improving the model railroader, trains, classic toy trains, garden railways, and trains.com experience. You can find me on X at Freight Alley. The next section is news and reviews, conducted by Cody Grifno and Bryson Sleppy. HO scale locomotives. Alco RS3 diesel locomotive. Long Island Railroad, Alton and Southern, Missouri Pacific, Southern Railway, Susquehanna, and Western Maryland. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Metal grab irons, see-through etched metal radiator fan, clear window glazing, and fine-scale handrails. Light-emitting diode lighting. Newly designed can motor. Direct current model, $179.99, with DCC and sound, $249.99. Athern Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athern.com. Electromotive Division SD-70 Series Diesel Locomotive, SD-70M, Lake State Railway, CSX, Norfolk Southern, and Union Pacific, SD-75M, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, SD-75I, Canadian National, and Ontario Northland. 4 road numbers per scheme, all new tooling. Prototype-specific headlight location, North American safety cab, brass Nathan K5 air horn, and molded drill starter points for grab irons sold separately. Direct current models feature pre-wired speakers. Direct current model, $169.98, with DCC and sound, $229.98. Walther's Mainline, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. General Electric Box Cab Electric Locomotive, painted black with yellow safety striping, modeler applied handrails, factory installed details including pantographs, light emitting diode directional headlights, direct current model, $268, Dauphin Limited, reachable at dauphin-mtp.myshopify.com. General Electric C36-7 Diesel Locomotive, Union Pacific, Burlington Northern, Conrail, Ferromex, Missouri Pacific, National Railways of Mexico, Norfolk and Western, and Norfolk Southern. 1-4 road numbers per scheme. Adirondack or Rockwell trucks as appropriate, full traction motor casing details, road-specific battery box doors on both sides, metal side handrails with plastic stanchions, and detailed cab interior with illuminated control stand gauges. Direct current model, $249.95, with ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $359.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Siemens ALC-42 diesel locomotive. Amtrak, parentheses, Phase 7 scheme. Two road numbers, light-emitting diode headlights, marker lights, number boxes, interior corridor work lights, and ditch lights. Station announcements, keep alive capacitor, and TCS Wow Sound Decoder. $495. Bachmann Trains, reachable at 215-533-1600 or bachmanntrains.com. There's a sub-article titled New Owners for American Model Builders. In the May 2024 issue, we published news that American Model Builders, parentheses AMB, also known as Laser Kit, close parentheses, manufacturers of structures, rolling stock, and detail parts, among other items, has closed. Since then, we've learned two firms will be bringing items from the Laser Kit line back to market. Lake Junction Models, LLC, of Webster Groves, Missouri, will be producing the complete line of N and HO scale cabooses. Part numbers and pricing can be found online at lakejunctionmodels.com. Berkshire Valley Models of Fenton, Missouri, will be manufacturing the AMB line of structure and detail parts. Visit berkshirevalleymodels.com for updates. N-Scale, Pullman Standard Passenger Cars. These colorful, lightweight cars are the latest offerings from Railsmith Models. Atlantic Coastline Moultrie, $56, is based on a fluted side diner delivered in 1950 and used on the Florida Special. Southern Pacific 10405, $58, is a smooth side coffee shop lounge delivered to the railroad in 1949. The full-size car was leased to Union Pacific and used on the City of San Francisco until 1955. The model has antenna and rooftop exhaust detail. The Anson B. Jones, $57, is a fluted side railway post office car owned by the Missouri, Kansas, Texas, and used on the Texas Special. The model, based on a 1947 prototype, has an etched metal mail hook. All of the N-scale models have metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic axles, truck-mounted plastic couplers, a detailed interior, and flush-fitting window glazing. Railsmith Models, reachable at lowellsmith.net/railsmith. HO Scale Rolling Stock, American Car and Foundry 2-Bay Covered Hopper Kit, Oglebay Norton, Ashgrove Cement, and Morton Salt. One road number per scheme. Plastic kit includes steel weight, plastic trucks and wheel sets, and AccuMate couplers. Single car, $21.98. Three-pack, $64.98. AccuRail, reachable at 630-365-1173 or AccuRailInc.com. Greenville 60-foot double-plug door boxcar. Nickel Plate Road, Detroit, Toledo, and Ironton, Detroit and Toledo Short Line, Green Bay and Western, and New York Central. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Also available in 5 undecorated kits. Prototype-specific body style, roof, crossover platform, brake system, trucks, and more. Factory-applied metal stirrup steps, wire corner grab irons, and uncoupling levers, and ladders. $58.95. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. Greenville 73-foot wood chip hopper. Apalachicola Northern, Atlanta and St. Andrews Bay, CSX, Louisville and Nashville, Norfolk Southern, Seaboard System, and Southern Railway. Multiple road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. Plastic and die-cast metal construction, 100-ton trucks with 36-inch turned metal wheels, and Protomax metal couplers, $39.98. Walther's Mainline, William K. Walther's Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Hawker Siddeley Van, Canadian National and Devco Railway. 1 to 8 road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. Detailed underbody with freestanding air and brake piping. Operating marker lights, track light, step lights, cabin lights, and separately controlled cupola light, and Barber Bettendorf caboose trucks with all-wheel pickup. $129.95, Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Pacific Car and Foundry R-40-2 Wood Refrigerator Car. Merchants Dispatch Refrigerator Line, Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, Northern Pacific, Santa Fe Refrigerator Dispatch, Southern Pacific, and Western Pacific. 6 road numbers per scheme. Wire grab irons, solid bearing trucks, and plastic semi-scale Type E couplers. $31.99. Fox Valley Models Line. Scale trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. Pennsylvania Railroad G22 46-foot steel gondola. Pennsylvania Railroad and Penn Central. Multiple road numbers per scheme, die-cast metal chassis, K or AB brake systems as appropriate, 70 or 100-ton trucks with turned metal wheels, full interior and exterior rivet detail, factory-installed and painted wire grab irons, and Rapido semi-scale metal couplers. Container load as appropriate. Single car, $54.95. Three-pack, $164.85. Six-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. Lightweight Coach. Amtrak, BC Rail, Canadian National, Canadian Pacific, Central Railroad of New Jersey, Delaware and Hudson, Erie Lackawanna, Grand Trunk Western, Long Island Railroad, Missouri Pacific, and VO Rail Canada. Track-powered interior lighting with capacitor controlled by Rapido Lighter. Tighter connections between body and roof, improved design and assembly to prevent warping, redesigned trucks and new couplers, detailed underbody and multicolor interior. $119.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Structures. Scene Master Laser Cut Structure Kits. Fisherman's Shanty, $19.98. Elevated Deer Stand, $9.98. Forest Cabin, $21.98. And Outhouse 2-Pack, $11.98. Laser Cut Wood Kit. Complete illustrated instructions included. Scene Master Series, William K. Walters Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO Scale Vehicles. Drop frame spread axle chassis with 20-foot ISO tank container. Green chassis with USAU or XCF container. Penn Intermodal Leasing chassis with Almar or Stolt container. And blue chassis with RMI or TAL container. Separate tank container and chassis. Chassis includes raised and lowered landing gear. Lift kit and lowered position installed. Raised lift kit included in packaging. Two cargo lifting bag options. Bent wire landing gear hand crank. Rubber tires, plastic wheels, and metal axles. Etched metal walkway platform. Air tanks and suspension details. Compatible with all Athearn 20-foot intermodal containers. Chassis and container, $49.99. Container 2-pack, $47.99. Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. Thank you for joining us for Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by trains.com. That's TRANES.com. In collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.